The Pritzker administration adds McLean County to the list for receiving the first COVID-19 vaccine distribution.
We have plans in place really to be ready at a minute's notice.
That's Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, December 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with details of the latest coronavirus spike at a long-term care facility in McLean County. Eric Stock reports.
According to data from the Illinois Department of Public Health, the McLean County Nursing Home in Normal added 46 new coronavirus cases and one death last week. The long-term care facility is owned and operated by the county. It has had 69 coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says the nursing home is following all safety protocols, including a ban on visitors indoors.
It's been a challenge to tell families that they have to visit their loved ones through a window.
Rodriguez says the rise in coronavirus cases at the nursing home is likely a reflection of community spread.
As with other long-term care facilities, we are fighting the good fight, we are following the protocols, and yet we are still unfortunately seeing some positive cases.
Long-term care facilities make up more than half of all COVID-related deaths in McLean County. The news comes as the county set new weekly and monthly highs for COVID-related deaths. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the rise in COVID deaths is no surprise.
Sadly, the increase in the deaths that we've had over the last few weeks is something that we anticipated because it's that lagging indicator, as we've said before, that we often anticipate.
The Pritzker administration has added McLean County to those counties set to receive the first COVID vaccine distribution. But McKnight says it's not clear yet how much that could speed up the timeline.
We have plans in place really to be ready at a minute's notice.
Some rural counties are giving up their share of the vaccine shipment to benefit the larger counties that have been caring for a greater percentage of seriously ill COVID patients. Healthcare officials have said the first vaccines could be in central Illinois as early as this week. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. We'll get the latest COVID numbers from the health department later this morning. The state's data suggests three more deaths in McLean County over the weekend. Bloomington is looking to join in on a dispute over Eastland Mall's property tax assessment. Tonight, the city council will consider joining District 87 and opposing the mall's request to have its assessment dropped. And University of Illinois football coach Lovie Smith has been fired after five seasons, in which the Illini went 17-39 overall. He's due a $2 million buyout. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A new cutting-edge treatment aimed at reducing hospital admissions for high-risk COVID-19 patients is now available in central Illinois. Bamlanivimab, or BAM for short, has received emergency use authorization from the FDA. OSF Healthcare is administering the Eli Lilly drug at designated outpatient sites. OSF Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services, Dr. Brian Curtis, talks with Joe Deacon about how the treatment works and who can get it.
So BAM is a monoclonal antibody. So it was an antibody that was grown within a laboratory, and it's no different than an antibody that you would produce in your own body. And it's designed to attach to the COVID-19 virus so it does not bind to the cells within your body, so it will prevent it from binding. So that's why we always discuss that the earlier you receive it, the better you will be, because it inhibits the virus from attaching. We usually focus this under 10 days of symptoms, and then the early in symptomology that you receive it, the better off it will work.
And how often do you get the treatments?
It is a one-time infusion, so you have to give it through an IV. So, and the infusion lasts for about an hour, and then we monitor people for an hour afterwards.
So how significant of a development is this? How much might it reduce the hospitalization and death rates, and what evidence do we have it will do to either of those?
So BAM received an emergency use authorization from the FDA, And the emergency use authorization was solely directed at a specific population of patients with COVID. And the second was the EUA was issued under the prevention of hospitalizations. And so this is only for ambulatory patients. And what they showed within the BAM data is that it prevented one hospital admission for every 10 infusions. Now, with the emergency use authorization, it hasn't gone through kind of the typical process you would do with the FDA, but what they determined was the benefit of the medication outweighed any risk for the infusion of the medication.
How do physicians determine who is at high risk enough to get this treatment?
So the emergency use authorization was very specific in the population of patients. And so the first hurdle for you to meet is that you actually have to be COVID positive, either with an antigen or the PCR test. The second one is that you have to be symptomatic from the COVID infection. So this is not for asymptomatic individuals. The next one would be is that you have to be an ambulatory patient. So you cannot be admitted to the hospital. And then the other piece, you cannot be on oxygen for COVID, or if you are on oxygen, you cannot be requiring more than your base. And then you start looking at risk factors. So risk factors for having an increased risk for admission to the hospital from COVID-19 or greater than 65 years of age, have a BMI over or equal to 35, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and immunosuppressive disease, being on immunosuppressive treatment, cystic fibrosis or other respiratory diseases, or if you're over the age of 55 with cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, or COPD.
How many doses do you have, and how was OSF able to get it?
So this is released by the government. So the government purchased all of the BAM supply and then allocates it to the state. And then the state distributes it to regions. And so within each region gets an allocation really dependent upon kind of the volume of COVID patients that they're caring for. And so we get an allocation every week, and we never know what we're going to get until the allocation arrives.
That's OSF Dr. Brian Curtis talking to reporter Joe Deacon. Before we let you go, the Bloomington and Normal Water Reclamation District Board meets today at 4. On the agenda is an audit and an update on the April explosion. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.